W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
WARUH. Morning, Sean.
Good morning. Where are you?
Just getting on 94. I am probably 15 minutes out from, like, Dequindre and 12, Dequindre and 13.
Okie doke. What's the easiest, meet-up spot for you? Somewhere on the right between 12 and 13, or what?
Yep, that'd probably be best.
So he's still doing the cut through the sub? Because they got cones up all over at the intersection 12 and Dequindre. It shouldn't impede you at all, but still.
Yes, I am cutting through, and then I, a couple times, have cut through the neighborhood on the other side of 12 Mile also. So I'm going neighborhood to neighborhood sometimes, depending on how long the traffic is at 12 Mile.
Well, if you go through, you're in my sub. Just blocks away.
Ah, interesting. Cool. Yeah, you want me to let you know? Well, I mean, I'm going to keep talking, but I can let you know when I get off the expressway, and then I'll just be mere minutes away from wherever we meet.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find a real convenient spot here along the path. I'm thinking maybe that auto zone might be the best. You know, that auto zone just before the BP gas station, or is it BP? Anyhow, just before the gas station there on the corner.
That could work for me.
All right, yeah, the good thing about that particular location is you could go through and turn straight left out on the 13 mile road behind the gas station.
Ah, yeah, that could make it very convenient. Hey, do you have those, that box of 7550s at your house or at the office?
It's at the office.
Alright, no big deal. I just think I have somebody that'll buy them in the condition that they're in. So, maybe Friday I'll come by the office if you're working and just grab them.
I can grab them, and we could do this again at some point. Spare you the trouble.
All right, yeah, we can figure that out. That's not a rush. I just know I traded / sold a guy some VHF XPR gear, and it definitely worked out in my favor. Though now I probably should have kept one because of Wally's machine, but that's all right. I think I'm going to see what he can do on that stuff and some other stuff that I've accumulated over time.
Okay, I apologize about those. Look at that. The Masters is opening soon. Coming soon. That's new. Wonder when that's going to open back up. Thought I heard September. Need for the sign and change there. Anyhow, it's been tricky around my place, so just haven't had a lot of time to rip into them.
Oh, that's totally fine. I mean, you were doing a favor. It wasn't that big of a deal. So, yeah, just whenever we can link up, or I'll come grab them and see what we can do.
Roger. All right, yeah, just past the AutoZone. There's a great big empty parking lot, AutoZone. Dollar General. It's just before the gas station, right after the AutoZone. In fact, if you turn into the AutoZone, the parking lots are connected.
All right, fantastic. How was your weekend? Did you do anything fun?
Well, I had that funeral, so that pretty much took up all of it.
Yeah, I thought I heard you say something that you had a funeral on Friday, but I didn't know. I was just listening in. I don't know who you were talking to. Sorry to hear that. I didn't know that you had that going on.
Yeah, Friday all day was the funeral home, and then Saturday was the actual funeral. So that was Friday and Saturday pretty much, and then I did a whole bunch of nothing yesterday.
Well, at least the weather yesterday was a do-nothing day. So whether you wanted to do nothing or not, the weather made it so that you did nothing, that's for sure.
I haven't heard. We are connected. I'm going to go check the web page real quick. I'll be back. W8FU.
K8RUH, I'll be standing by.
No, I guess we're connected. I just haven't heard it.
Likewise, I haven't heard it either.
Let's see, we got Greg in here, Camp Z, Steve, and Donald, and Phil, and Ryan, wow. And I don't recognize XCM. I know he checks in a lot. I don't know if we've ever spoke.
Are you looking at nodes that are connected?
Uh-huh. Just, oh, look at that. Those two are 5949, 5959. 5949.30 and 5959.50. Weird symmetry. All mine are 48100 because I just expanded one node for everything. Kind of clean things up, I guess.
I haven't heard from Donald in a little bit. Is he traveling or up north? And then haven't heard from Rick. And then there was the gentleman that we talked to every now and again that worked down at Ford. I haven't heard from him in a while. I can't remember his name.
W8RCY is here.
He's been lurking in the shadows, huh, Donald?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard. Hope his health's okay. Haven't heard anything one way or the other. Donald did text me, so I knew he was okay. Yeah, as far as Jerry goes, the problem is the repeater he can work is TJ's, and TJ's transmitter's down. So he's probably not hearing us at all. Good morning, Donald. Go ahead and pass over to Anthony.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I took a hiatus from the radio for personal reasons. Yeah, as far as traveling, I just got in at 3:30, 3:40 this morning from Milwaukee. I actually drove out there and drove back a group of my guys from the old guard from our old days of racing, our officials. They went to the race to view it. I went to the race to work it. And it's about a 6.5-hour drive from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Track is Elkhart Lake. About 25, 30 miles west of Sheboygan. And, yeah, right now I'm a little bit of a zombie, but I got a lot to do today. So, but I'm here. I'm back from my hiatus, and I'll be around lurking or listening. Anthony?
Very cool. Yeah, I just know, not last week, but the week before, I was on vacation for most of it, and then I had been on the radio all last week and a few times that week before, and never heard from you, so I wanted to make sure you're all right. But yeah, Sean, I am getting off the expressway right now and making my turn through the neighborhood towards 12 Mile.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm sitting in that parking lot. Used to be a, what was the name of the, what was the name of the video store? Anyhow, it used to be one of those. Best Blockbuster, I think. I don't know. Now it's a Dollar General. It's between the AutoZone and the gas station on the corner. So you should have no problem finding me. So, Donna, what race was in Cheboygan or wherever it was?
The race was at Elkhart Lake, small resort, open area there. There's about a four-mile track. It's the biggest road course I think we have here in America that's FIA certified. And it was an IMSA sports car race. What is it, four different classes of race cars. 50-some-odd cars all on the track at once, four individual races going on, over a six-hour endurance event, long story short. So, yeah, it was pretty cool, but it was bland. We had rain every day. Yesterday was supposed to be partly cloudy, partly sunny, but it was overcast with a little bit of rain during the race. So it was dreary, no fun. Like I said, I had to work, and my comrades from my younger days, and their much younger days, we just all went together, and instead of me flying, I drove them, like I do when we go down to Indy for fun, for the Indy 500. Over to Anthony.
That sounds like fun. I bet even though the weather was not the best, you still had a good time.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, we had a funeral all weekend, so that was that.
It went 6 hours.
You know,
so
something like that goes.
4-hour race in January.
And she was kind of a patriarch of the family.
4 hours, I do get breaks.
So,
when I work these races,
but,
I kind of like do.
The last few funerals
no,
I've been
really
to.
No time for
one day,
fun or
and
anything.
That's it. You know, it's like.
I had to be on my toes.
That's even one day more than I want
sort of
for me. But funerals are not for the deceased;
yeah.
They're for the living.
Again, if I sound lousy, I'm just exhausted.
Take that into account.
Anyway,
but if we're up to me,
Sean,
you know, I'd say like my dad used to say, just bury me in a burlap sack out in the backyard. When's the last time you heard burlap sack?
You guys doubled a little bit there, but I heard both of you. Yeah, funerals are definitely for the living. It's, they can be tough, but it's, you know, it is nice now, though. I think, Sean, you were saying that the visitation is just one day, because, man, I remember when I was younger, and it probably was when people were a little bit more ethnic, closer to off the boat. Sometimes they were two, and 3 days, and they were brutal, just a marathon of talking to people and getting introduced to people and stuff like that. So it is a little bit easier now that it's sometimes the whole thing's in one day, the visitation and the funeral, but just having a one-day visitation and then a second-day funeral makes it a little bit easier on the living. Over to you, Donald.
I apologize if there was a double there. Like I said, I'm not functioning just quite right now. Funerals, yes. Yeah, modern times right now, there's really not even any visitations. As some of you know, my mom died December 94, or excuse me, 2024. What year is this? There was nothing. It was all privately held within the funeral home. Passed on a Friday, cremated by Tuesday, and then the Veterans Administration took her to Arlington, where my dad's interned at Arlington National Cemetery, as Sean knows, and none of us went. And there was just no viewing, no nothing. And the following June of 94, or 2024, God, I got to get back my decades here. My sister's ex-husband died unexpectedly, and I didn't find out till a year later that he had passed, and I called my sister, and she said, we didn't do anything. It was all private. It was just, that's it. There was nothing. There wasn't even an announcement. So, yeah, society has changed, and it's also to cut down on the cost of funerals break. I just took care of the final payment. Actually, I paid it off for all my pre-planned funeral arrangements. And I have it set up to where they'll come get me wherever I am, have me cremated, and the funeral home will have me interred at the cemetery of my choosing. Because I don't know who's going to be around. I mean, I'm the youngest in my family, and everybody could easily pass. So who's going to take care of me but my daughter from Vegas? And so I don't mean to ramble. I'm just, like I said, I'm just a zombie right now. Sean?
Give me 1 second here. Anthony and I are just meeting up. I'll be right back. We had a few. Okay. The handoff is complete. It says see you soon in September at the Masters, Donald.
Okay. That was a luncheon spot for my family. I remember my parents used to go there a lot. You know, we're talking stuff that happened, you know, well over 30 years ago when my dad was still alive. We'd have family meetups there, just like Mr. Paul's Chop House there on Grossbeck is another famous watering hole of my family. But that's good to know that it's going to be opening. I don't know if you saw my follow-up, but I asked if you heard anything about Craves. I checked it this morning, and they actually have, I actually Google searched Craves, and according to the Google search, they're open. I was wondering if you noticed it as you drive by.
No, it's still coming soon, and doesn't look like there's been any movement at all. As a matter of fact, one of the new potted plants, they've done quite a bit of landscaping and decorative trees and things like that, and one of them's actually getting all brown and withered because it hasn't been given any attention. And so they just kind of, about a month or two ago, I stopped seeing them there. I stopped seeing any vehicles there or anything, like they stopped working on it. So I figured that, you know, the next thing we'd see is they'd be open, right? But nothing, just been, haven't seen a car in the parking lot, haven't seen anybody anywhere near it, just coming soon.
I've never been to that Masters place. I've always heard good things. When it opens back up, I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah, it's quite popular. We don't do it nearly as much as we should, considering where we live, but a lot of people do, and it's quite popular. Donald?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, my father's been gone 33 years, and it was there back then, and I remember going to luncheons with family, like after a funeral, you know. Just to stay on that subject, you know, like, you know, you have luncheons after funerals. But most of the time, my family went to Mr. Paul's there on Grossbeck. That's what we did for my dad. such. But yeah, it's one of those great restaurants that are in the area still, and it's been a while. I mean, I don't know how long it's been closed because of the fire, but I know it's not their only fire they've had. So yeah, it'll be great to have that open again and go up there for sure when it reopens. I look forward to it. And as far as Crave goes, as I texted you this morning, I just did a Google search on it, and instead of a normal check on it through their website up in Lapeer, and yeah, they got a phone number now. So once I get totally back to abnormality here today, I'm going to give them a call and see if anybody answers. Anthony, I think.
I'll let you guys skip over me. I'm going to pump some gas real quick.
All righty. We'll keep a spot for you. We'll keep a light on for you. Near. Anyhow, ooh, I'm alongside of a little Colorado. I've been thinking about one of those. Although, it would be not kind to my wife. She would have trouble getting in and out of it, so I don't think I'm going to do that, but they're a nice little truck. Anywho, yeah, I mean, give them a call. See what, if they got a number, maybe they're answering at least. Maybe they'll give you a better idea of when they're actually going to open.
Well, like I say, you know, instead of looking for it via the internet, in a sense, I actually just Googled Craves in Warren, you know, on DeQuinder in Warren, and they have a whole thing there, and the menu's there, there's pictures there, and it says closed, opening up at 7, and their hours are 7 to 9:30 instead of the original hours that were posted, 7:30 to 9:30 for the one in Lapeer. So I'll check it after 7 o'clock and probably after I get myself resituated here. I got a long, hard week ahead of me. I guess the contractors are coming in this week. I got a call from management while I was out of town that they're planning on attacking my door wall and ceiling repair this week. So I got to move furniture so they have room to work. And I'll call Crystal at 9 when she gets here and figure out what's going on with that. So yeah, it's going to be a busy week. All right. That's about it from here. Back on the air, blah, 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 whoop-de-doo. Yeah, so I know I needed the break, and we'll see how it goes. WERCY. I'm supposed to do that too, right?
Yeah, you know, every 10 minutes or so, they say. I know I'm very bad at that. You know, it's the only thing I've ever been, I got an official observer card over that many, many years ago. I was on HS, and I got a OO card for not IDing in the proper interval. So, someone, I guess, is listening. I don't even know what happened to that. The OO program is done. Now they have these volunteer monitors or something like that. It's been pushed off to the ARRL, but I know nothing of it. Do we have any volunteer monitors out here? Going to cite me? This is W8FU.
This is K-E-A-R-U-H.
Are you a volunteer monitor there, Anthony?
Oh, no, I am not. I am not a volunteer snitch at all.
I gave all that up when I left say on the Troy 575 GMRS repeater when I stepped away from all of that a couple years ago. I don't even, I try to keep that channel, in check from the other issues that they have on other repeaters. But, I'm no monitor or moderator. I just do my best to stay in my lane and stay out of trouble. W-A-R-C-Y, in case there's anybody listening.
Well, I'm going to break a rule of mine, and I'm going to talk about it here, but very briefly, and then I'm one and done. That has deteriorated to the point where I don't know how long it's going to be around, at least with anything I sponsor. I see no value in it. Anyhow, one and done. Nothing else to say. Anthony?
Yeah, you know, that's so unfortunate. You guys are building out quite the system, even though it wasn't supposed to be a system, or quite the infrastructure for that, and it was very much taken advantage of.
My one and done, I wouldn't say it was taken advantage of, it was just improperly used, misused, and I'm in agreement with both of you. It just needs to go away. That's my one and done. Anyhow, yeah, I'm just trying to, like I say, I'm just looking around here, and I'm just a zombie, and I got a lot to do today, so I am going to check out. I don't know if I should drink coffee or not, but I'm just going to get my day started, unpack a backpack, my radio gear bag, briefcase, things like that, and start moving stuff out of the way. I don't know exactly how much room they're going to need or what day they're coming, but like I said, I won't know until the front office opens up at 9. Other than that, I'm out for now. Everybody have a good day. I'll be around listening. If you call upon me, I'll be like a kid in class. I'll speak when the teacher calls upon me. Everybody have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. W8RCY.
All right, Donald. Good hearing you. It's been a while. We'll keep a light on, all that good stuff. And speaking of which, I got this big orange light in the northeast that I got to drive straight into it. We're getting to that time of year where it's starting to transition bad. It's dance across the morning sky. So it's going to be right in my face for a little while. You hear this crap about getting rid of daylight savings? Although that's not what they're going to do. They're going to keep daylight savings and just not switch to regular, which I think is ass backwards.
I have seen very little about it, but I am remotely aware they've been talking about it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. It'll just be interesting to see if they can agree on anything and make it happen. So we'll see. I am pulling in here right now. I'll catch up with you guys later. K-E-8-R-U-H. Everybody have a good day.
K-E-8-R-U-H-T.
All right, Anthony. Catch you later. Good morning, Steve-O. W-8-F-U, Freedom Hill.
Yeah, very good. 7319, Oh, yeah, I remember the restaurant name was Frioni's, the one that John, he keeps on the sandwich plate.
So you were quite a bit noisy there. You said you remember the restaurant, and I think you gave a name. Are you talking about the one I was trying to think of?
No, what I was trying to think of, that was John had mentioned one in the...
Oh, okay. Yeah, we figured out the one I was trying to think of. I can't remember it now, but we figured it out. And more of a pizza joint than a... their subs are supposed to be a competitor of Bomberitos. But anywho, and my phone is blowing up. If it's somebody who's listening here, it's in my hip pocket, and I don't want to dig around for it. So I will... look at what all the dings are about when I get situmigated.
I contributed one of those dings in your pocket there, I sent you the Google thing about Craves. That's it for me. All right, I'm out of here. Good morning, Steve. Again, everybody, have a good day. I got to try to find my way here and do what I got to do. And, you know, again, it's going to be a long week for me with stuff I got to do. So if I'm not, I mean, I'll be on the air listening, but, you know, I'll answer if called upon. W8RCY.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, the one that, yeah, I think it was, an L, the one that you were talking about down in Post Point Woods or whatever. And, thing for short, and what I was thinking is what John mentioned is Brioni's. It's mostly a pizza place, but they do have a pretty extensive like sub sandwich menu. I think it's, I looked at the menu, it's I think they're about $12 for their, you know, sub sandwich, their sandwiches.
Man, my radio, my phone is blowing up in my pocket. Ding 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 ding. Anywho. Yep. Well, we were just talking earlier about there's a place called The Masters. It's a little bit upscale. It's a real nice place. My wife and I don't go there. As close as it is to our house, we don't go there all that often. We've only been there for a couple of occasions. But I know a lot of other people in the area go there quite regularly and all speak very highly of it. So I told my wife when it opens back up, we're going to, you know, we're going to go there. Possibly start making it a regular. I don't know why we don't go there. There's no, I can't even think of any reason in particular. But I don't know if you know that one. It's over on our side of town, so you may not even know about it. It's called The Masters.
Nope. Never heard of it. But now I have. You never know. Yeah, certain little restaurants that are around. Would find someplace. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't know why I don't go here or haven't been, you know, here about certain restaurants for a while. And, you know, no particular reason. People get in a certain routine, I guess. Did you ever see this thing people get in some kind of donut place? What's it called? It's some kind of bougie donut place. It's called, there's one in Harper. Where else? I can't remember the name of it. Castle Donuts? No? Anyway, maybe you know of it. I don't know.
Parlor?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, Anthony turned me on to that about a year ago. And their donuts are kind of interesting. They almost have kind of a, like a cinnamon roll kind of a thing going on, but they're all different kinds, you know. So, you know, but it's the dough and the structure of them is kind of like cinnamon roll, Cinnabon, kind of like, you know, that rolled, wrapped kind of flaky thing. And then they you know, make them in all different styles, you know, very decadent. And honestly, I didn't care for them all that much. I like a more traditional doughy donut, but they are good. There's no question. It's just not my idea of a donut. But I can see why they're you know, some people love them.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I kind of like the golden donuts. You want to talk about? I'm going to talk about the golden donuts over, you know, there's one on Harper north of 14, and then they opened one up on 13 Mile east of Grossbeck.
Warren dropped on you there. I caught you on Richmond, but yeah, UMP is down. Detroit has got no transmit. It's like, good grief. And I have to get a hold of Freddy.
Oh, my radio should come. But anyway, yeah, have you ever been to Golden Donuts?
You know, that sounds real familiar, but I can't place it. Where is that? You know, nothing beats that little place that used to be there at 11 and Harper. God, I love that place. I'd be hard-pressed to name a better place. I can name a bagel place I really love, Big Apple. Love that place. But and if you get their fancy bagels, they're almost like a donut.
Yeah, I like the Apple bagels too, and then there's the one on Harper down there where there's the Seaside bagel. It's pretty good.
I gotta get by East Detroit Bakery one of these days. It's just never convenient for me. I don't find myself in that, pretty much in that area.
Right, yeah, I get there a couple times a year. And yeah, Golden Donuts, like, is Harper North of 14th. On the west side of the street, and they opened up a little outlet on the south side of 13 miles to the east of Grosbeck.
Comet, it makes your teeth so clean. Yeah, but it tastes terrible in the process. Steve mentioned Golden Donuts. There's at Quinn Road and Harper in Clinton Township. I remember when that donut shop first opened, but it wasn't called Golden. It was called something else. And I remember going there a lot for really, really good donuts. And when they changed the name from whatever the original name was to Golden, I lost interest in it. But I'm familiar with that one there at Quinn Road in Harper. There's a... engineering facility there. It used to be called Zenith. I don't even know if they're still there because I was involved with Zenith back in the day. And used to go into that donut shop, and that was really, really good. Okay, I just overheard that. I'm in and out. W8RCY.
Yeah, and I'm just parking in my spot here at work. I'm going to shut things down and get inside. I will check back in from inside as soon as I get situated. So, Steve-O, after yours, this will have been a W8FU production.
Very good, John, 7-3. Yeah, and you're right there, but, yeah, I don't remember changing names, but they're good donuts, and the one that John was talking about, I think it was called Variety or something like that, and they opened up, and they made whatever kind of so many donuts, and they were open until they sold out, which I understand, which is usually sometime before noon, and then they closed. That's really much. Okay, 7-3 Sean, K-8 Lake 2.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8VD, W8FU.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Fred!
Somebody looking for me?
Just checking.
Oh, I'm here. Sitting here working.
Good.
I'm running ST8 on the house. I'm running ST8 up at the cabin flex, and sitting here working all at once. It's kind of weird trying to balance all these at once.
Get the two all multitasking. I could probably do more ST8 if I could get my head wrapped around the fact that I could do it while doing something else. Whenever I've operated it, my head is so in it that I don't do anything else and it does not hold my attention. Oh well. Making sure you're around.
Yeah, I am. I use JT Alert, JT Alert S or whatever it is. JT Alert V2, excuse me. Because when somebody's calling me, it sees my call, it does a toot-toot. So I got the left, far left computer running the house station, this computer to my middle left running my, the Flex, and that leaves me these five screens over here for doing my day job. So the middle computer speakers run the JT alert from that. So if I hear the doo-doo from the middle, I know it'll look at this screen. If I hear the doo-doo from my behind me almost, I know it'll look at the far left screen. And that's how I've got one on 10 and one on 17. So that's not, you know, they're kind of busy, but they're not.
Yeah, it's kind of like episode 2 hour doing this. I haven't paid attention. I don't know. Do we have sunspots? Is there a flare? I have no idea what's going on. But 17. I think he's one of my favorite bands. I'm 2 inches away from the DXDC there. I went through and I counted up stuff recently, and I got 97 confirmations. And there's a bunch of garden variety average stuff that I don't have, because I've never done like much casual operating on 17. It's always been chasing the expedition. So, you know, I've got a lot of unusual and rare stuff on 17 just from the expeditions over the years. So I might get my button here and just, you know, make some average QSOs, and I could fill in the gaps. But that would require doing.
DXCC-wise, I have my mixed, my digital 40, 20 are done. You know, I got enough to turn in for those, or a lot of those. What's interesting is I've 80 meters, I've only got 75. But 16, I'm only at 66, but 15 meters and 10 meters, I've got 89 on 15 and 96 on 10 meters. So I'm getting, I was actually kind of surprised about the 10 meters, how close I was.
Oh yeah, that's good. Yeah, you'll fill in the rest of those on 10 pretty easy. It's funny, we're on the down slope of the sunspot cycle, but there's still another year of 10-meter activity, I think, although that does fall off pretty quick. Anyhow, well, nice chatting for a few minutes. I just pulled up at the office and got to go in and remind them that I have to work there.
Oh, I got calls before I got out of bed this morning, so they know I still work here. All right.
W8FSM, see ya. K8DD.
K8DD. Wasabi. Heading to a client to read that Motorola radio.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you, if it's 800, it's of no use to anybody. If it's VHF or UHF, well, you know the drill.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 7-800, but, you know, they want to replace it. And we just have to figure out what it's programmed for. Yeah, some kind of single tone triggering or something. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. Did you run into that?
I mean, I've ran into a lot of different signaling schemes over the years, so I don't know what they... I can think of places where a single tone signaling scheme was used for certain things, but there's so many different things you could do, I couldn't tell you what it is.
Yeah, and apparently it is going through the state system, because we had a handheld with we had on there, we could hear the tone, and so we just got to figure out what the unit's programmed for, and see if we can duplicate it. Yeah, I've got to find a place to eat down there, somewhere in Wayne, I don't know the area.
Whereabouts you going?
Wayne.
Ah, I won't be joining you.
Didn't think so. Yeah, it's like halfway between Plymouth and Ypsilanti, I think. Are you hearing me here? I'm transmitting on LTS, but I can't hear on there. I gotta keep switching channels.
Yeah, loud and clear. It's the receiver's still working. His transmitter's down.
All right, because I'm getting into no man's land, but I can't get through on anything else.
Yep, well, it's working, but I got to jump. I got to get out of here. I got to run to Central Stores and pick something up and whatnot. Just wanted to say yo while I heard you. Drive safe. Have fun. After yours, W8FU.
All right, sounds good. Catch you later. All right, you still there, Phil? Yes, I am.
All righty, I'm just heading out for, I gotta go pick something up, and grab some lunch and all that good stuff. I need to get a hold of Fred. I wonder if Fred's listening here. The Mount Clemens is been down for several days. No reason in particular.
Okay, just leaving a gap for him there. You talking about the dot two?
No, the UMP 3625. What the heck is it? I don't know. I can't hardly remember. I gotta go here. Got a squealing tires here. Man, I got this big beast now of a vehicle, and tires break loose on it all the time. Just light the back end, I think.
What is it, like a GMC, or is it a Ford Expedition, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's an Expedition. It's a long wheelbase version.
Stuff in it, if you hear the other one.
I missed that. What about the other one?
Yeah, because it's got all the cool radio stuff in it that your other one had.
Oh, yeah, I moved all the radios into this one. which makes more sense because this is an officially an emergency management vehicle, so it makes more sense to have all the radioactive stuff.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was discombobulated here, actually. I hit the wrong button. I'm having the difference between the two channels. This is a button that changed my telephone accidentally.
I got your channel right here, big boy.
Brad, fix the UMP. It's been down for several days.
Nobody told me. Go look at it now.
I'm telling you.
Go look at it right now. Go see. Is it up or down?
Hello?
No, try it again.
All righty, it looks like it's working.
All right.
What was the last thing you heard from TJ regarding Detroit? Does he have any idea what it is?
Not sure if he even went. The last thing I heard from him is he was watching airplanes.
Yeah, because it's just the transmitter. And the funny thing is that it's not like it's just weak. You know, it's done. It's gone. So I wonder if, what the heck did I just do here? Did I just pass my, oh, God darn it. I screwed up. I just passed where I was going.
Distracted driving.
Luckily, I turned into a spot that lets me get back out to the street I passed. So, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, when I see you, right now I'm in kind of a clearing. I'm on stop 6 with 100 watts.
You appear to be making it. All right, I've got to run inside Central Stores here and grab my stuff. I'll be back.
W8FU. All right, sounds good. How's it going, bud?
Sitting here working. We're doing SO2R on FT4 and FT8 while I'm sitting here doing my day job.
Oh, so you're doing spectator sports.
It's not a spectator sport. You still gotta click buttons and listen for tones, and having the tones helps. So you know which radio is, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, people could be out to lunch with them and say, oh, I'm working, countries right now. No, you're not. Your radio is.
Technically, our radios all are working different things, but yes. Oh, you finally heard me, Pennsylvania. So now I click this button. And I logged them. And I re-enable my transmitter to hunt for the next one, like I'm casting a fishing line out.
You don't have it so it automatically logs?
Well, I click the button for it to log, yeah, but no, I don't do auto-log because if someone calls me again and twice, or, the exchange, it just feels wrong. I mean, it tries to sequence through, sending back and forth the signal report and grid square exchange. I want to at least be able to, yes, I'm going to log that contact. No, I'm not going to log it. Auto-loggers, someone keeps sending you RR73, they'll just keep logging it and responding, and it fills your log up with dupes.
Oh, okay. I haven't played around with FT4 at all. I've done FT8. Which do you like better?
68, because when conditions are good, I can do full exchanges at half the time. So when I'm at the park, I like to do that as well. Because if the conditions are there, because, you know, the exchange is half the time.
That sounds good. Sounds good. That's getting into Novi here. I gotta head down to Wayne. Now, where's the Novi DMR site, roughly?
North of 96, north of the mall, northeast of the mall.
Okay. Yeah, I'm coming right up to that area right now. Can't think of what's up there that could be up on that high, but I'm sure there's something.
Yeah, you're not going to see it from 96, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting on 96. I'm just crossing over it around 275 here, or about to be 275. So, but I am... at 12 mile and M5 right now, so it must be right down the street.
It's a little further west than that, but yeah.
Alright. Oh, I think I know where it is. Okay. I just realized what's out there. Alright. Sounds good. Alright, let's get back to tinkering there. Clicking your icon. WFFM here.
Good morning, Stateside. This is a UK station calling in through EchoLink. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. UK station standing by. This is a UK station calling in through EchoLink. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. UK station standing by for any contacts.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Well, that was a wasted trip. Okay, Pia.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KCAKJO NAWRO.
Good afternoon. I am on the Warren Tower. Where am I? Just up at Sasha Ball Road. So how's that for a good day?
Yeah, you're readable. A little hiss, of course, as expected, but that's pretty good. Yeah, I'm turning up the dashboard here. I can't talk today. So, Tom, question for you. First Saturday of the month, there is a leadership meeting at MISD. I totally forgot about it. Are you going to be able to make that?
What time is it? 4 o'clock?
4:30 in the little room upstairs, 206.
I presently don't see it as an issue. I was in Grand Blanc and now I'm going down to Royal Oak.
Alright, I copy your last. If you can make it, I'll see you there, you know, even if you come in late. As far as I know, it's still on. I'm waiting for Dave to do the agenda. Looks like you might be at the end of your rope. So time for now. We'll talk later. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar after you.
Yeah, I'm coming down the hill on 75 in Baldwin, so chat later.
Connected to CMN Network.
KE8VSI, Greg, do you have a copy here? KE8VSI, KZ8Z. Hearing nothing from KE8VSI, KZ8Z Mobile.
He's ignoring you.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to it. You know how that goes.
How's Dave been?
I've been good. We're overdue for a breakfast or a lunch or some sort of sit-down meal. I was just talking to Greg on the CMR repeater in Mount Clemens, and I went out to that, to the little teeny butcher shop, I think it's pronounced Jarnia, I don't know, it's some Polish name, at like 26 Mile and I want to say Grosbeck, and of course I get out here, and they're closed on Mondays. I guess I should have Googled them, but I wanted to let Greg know. Hey, by the way, if you could play tomorrow, we're going to be at Bald Mountain Park. Beautiful day. We're going to do some POTA action.
Sounds good, but I played hooky last week, had some obligations, and I had to take some time off, so I'm in for the long haul this week.
Both Greg and I grabbed one of those little Motorolas from Anthony, and it's a really, I can't justify a really good use case for it besides it's really cheap. And I can hit the Mount Clemens repeater, at least from here, and I can, standing on my deck at home, which really surprised me too, but I can finally say I now have a Motorola radio, and you know, even at 3 watts, they happen to be those special Motorola watts, so they seem to work better.
You're connected.
I picked mine up from Anthony this morning. It's in my grubby little hand right now. And you know, that most people way overestimate wattage. The difference between 3 and 4 or 5 that you're getting out of your handheld is almost imperceptible. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I would say more than anything, the little stubby antenna would be the more limiting factor, but you know, it is cool. You know it's great for, it's great as a hotspot radio. If you're using this with your digital hotspot. And you know, and then with the MI5 network being as robust as it is, you know, it could be quite handy for many places with that. But I'll try it out and I'll see. But yeah, like you, I thought too cute. Got to get one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pull my TriStar out and familiarize myself with that again. Because the only nodes I have at home is that clear spot, and that's not digital. So I have that on the to-do list as well. Go through the radio stuff in the basement and find my TriStar. Resurrect it.
Yep. Yeah, I've got my open spot, which is my preferred, my go-to, although that needs to be re-batteried. And then in conjunction with this, I can use it for, and then it's got cross modes too, so I could use it to, go from here to any number of other modes. So this and the open spot makes for a pretty portable and handy little setup. So it's too cute not to try. So, all right. Anyhow, I wanted to say hi. Don't hear you all that often. And yeah, absolutely. Let's plan on some sort of a get together, breakfast, whatnot. Trying to think if there's something in particular out that way that I've got on my bucket list. But we'll figure out something. Just got to think of it, you know. We'll do it.
Sounds cool. Thanks for reaching out and saying hello, giving me the howdy. Yeah, I was looking at open spots, too. I used to have that clear node in my car, and that just works perfect. I pull in the garage. I can use it from inside my office when I'm at home and the car's in the garage, or if I'm out, then obviously it's still hooked. I had the T-Mobile hotspot in my car and that node. It was perfect. And then I stopped driving very much, obviously not going back and forth to work all the time, and all of a sudden my battery in my car is dead. I went, oh, well, that's not going to work. So I got to look into that again and see if there's alternative. I know there's alternatives around that, but that open spot is really cool, so I'll look at that too. Okay, I'll stop babbling. Thanks, Sean. 73.
All righty. Have fun. Drive safe. Later. Be out here in an hour or so on my way home. W8FU.
WDUKLL on the mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8RJD mobile.
Ron James Dio.
That is me. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad. Just leaving work, heading home. The excitement. Be still, my heart. W8FU.
Yeah, I just finished up a little early today. I just kind of left a little bit on the table today. The kids wanted to go see Spider-Man. And it's hard to get out to the movies when this weekend, that was a popular movie. Still haven't seen that movie, The Odyssey, yet, but we're going over to MJR to see, the kids love it because I call it Spider-Man, not Spider-Man, so,
I noticed that. Was he an elder in the community? He's sounds like an elderman, Spider-Man. Like, was he Orthodox?
What is it? He's a superhero. It's better like Bronx. He's like from the Upper West Side, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Anyhow, what else is new and exciting? You been playing any radio at all, or just a little here, a little there? I see you hanging on the system every now and again. Every once in a while, I'll put out a call. But I think sometimes you're hanging on it, but not necessarily within an earshot.
Yeah, I try to keep it on when I'm in the office and stuff like that, but a lot of times I'll get busy or I'll be in a call or I got to turn the volume down because I'm in a hearing or something like that. So I can't, like today, it actually went off for a split second while I was in a hearing and had to hurry up and turn it down. Nice having these hearings by Zoom, but at the same time, you know, you got to be careful. But I'll tell you what's been new. Both of my boys got licensed, so the twins are now licensed, and they've got they have a mobile unit in their car now.
There you go. Very good. So I just spreading the goodwill. So what percentage of your work is now able to do from the home office? I know a lot of it's moved because it saved on our end of it.
it saves a lot of grief and a lot of manpower and everything like that by moving to the video arraignment and all that stuff. What level of, what would you say your percentage is? I would bet a good portion, right?
It used to be 80% was online, but now a lot of the judges are moving those cases that used to be previously online to in person, which is interesting. You know, some of them find it a little difficult to maintain decorum, I think, in the Zoom space. So I'd say now I'm probably at about 50-50, 60-40, probably 60% Zoom, 40% in person. But I do some out-county stuff, too, and that's 100% Zoom. Everything that I have out of the county is 100%. When I say out of the county, I mean, like, Shiawassee and points on northward or westward.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So I figured it'd be a lot, but it's interesting that they're rolling it back a little. I think everybody's realizing that the whole work from the home office, it certainly has its benefits, but I think a lot of people realize it's also got kind of some downsides, and, you know, people are trying to find that. I think we'll find the water, we'll level out, we'll figure out, you know, this stuff is all very easily done from home, but, these kind of things we don't. I tend to not like it. I like being home, and I like the freedom it gives, but there's just a lot that you miss out on, at least in my line of work. I feel, and then there's some lines you can't do it at all, right? Most of my guys, there's no way, so everything is, you got to be where the stuff is. But, yeah, good deal. Have you seen some of these online ones? Every once in a while, I'll be watching them online, and one of them cracked me up. There was a guy, he's driving, and he's on a suspended license, and he's on his court case driving with the judge. are you driving right now? And the guy's like, yeah, I'll be parked here in a second. And the guy's like, just, oh my God.
So yeah, okay. So to your first point, yeah, even I've started leasing office space in downtown Rochester. So now I've got space in downtown Rochester because I needed someplace to meet with clients and to, just to even do will executions and mediations and stuff like that. So I've got office space downtown. So I, work down there in Rochester every, couple days a week. With respect to your Zoom course, I had a driving respondent last week. I also had a case where the attorney had no pants on. That was a couple months ago. And I had a case where a woman revealed a part of her upper body that shouldn't be revealed on video or in a courtroom.
Yeah, it's crazy. Some of the stuff they show online is just what a hoot. And I get some of those, and then somebody will show up in like booty shorts and a little halter top, and just totally inappropriate. And the judge is like, "Do you think this is appropriate for court?" They're arguing with the judge. Oh, my God. These people have no common sense. And then I just seen some nutty ones. The other one that's been hitting my feed lately is, they were hitting my feed, and I didn't see them for the longest time. And then I stumbled across one yesterday, I guess the Sovereign Citizens ones. And I guess they're now calling themselves something else, like something State American or American something. It's all the same. My God, these people are so cocksure of themselves about things that have never won a court case in the history of all time.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Those guys are the call them the sovereign citizens. I don't know what they're calling themselves now. But I used to have to deal with those all the time when I was, I used to represent, like, credit card companies when I was an early baby lawyer. And, you know, used to go around to the district courts doing collection cases and stuff like that. And then you'd have those we call them money protesters, you know, because they would point to this provision in the Constitution that says that all money shall be, is it gold and silver, something like that? There's some provision in there, and they point to that and say paper money is somehow illegal. Yikes.
Yeah, some twisted, you know, interpretation of some passage, and yeah, it's just like, you know, I'm traveling, I'm not driving, so I don't need a driver's license because I'm traveling. Give me a break, you know. Where do they get support, you know? It's like, that's the problem with the Internet. These loonies can all meet up somewhere and like, yeah, and slap each other on the back and, you know, and cheer each other on. But, you know, there's, you know, you used to be in the past where somebody was like that. Everybody would just look at them and go, what's wrong with you? And then that would be the end of it. But now they can all get together on the Internet and, like, positively reinforce one another. Oh, boy. W8FU.
W8RKD. Yeah, and what's worse is that a lot of them, some of it gets confusing because when I worked for the judge, you know, we'd get a lot of people in there who would do their own online research. And, you know, AI hadn't really picked up by then. And they do their own online research, and they're citing statutes, and they're saying things that are words that are accurate, but they don't really understand what those words mean. So the interpretation that they've made of what they're saying, of course, favors their argument, but they don't really understand the underlying, you know, legal terms and just how it fits into the rest of the statute, and they don't have any legal reasoning ability. So, you know, it all comes out as gibberish, but it was very difficult to deal with because they're citing real statutes, and you have to unwind what they're saying to point out how they're wrong. It was really exhausting.
Oh, yeah. I've watched some of them, in the courts, and you can see it's just, it's unbelievable. And, and they're just, are they really sure of themselves, or are they just, they must have convinced themselves, because they're arguing it with great fever, fervor, is a faux pas, but, they're just, it puzzles me, where they get this thing. There's got to be some little, backwoods, underground, back page or something like that on the Internet that, where they really get their information from. I just know, don't fight City Hall. But, that can be a lot of fun watching some of that stuff, especially the crazier ones. It's something to shake my head. It's like, they walk among us.
Well, a lot of them get it from AI now, because AI will spit out a lot of incorrect legal information, specifically because it doesn't understand the terms of art. It doesn't understand, that there are jurisdictional differences from one place to another. I will sometimes type in a question that I have into like a ChatGPT or something like that just to see what it says. Even though of course I do my own research, but I just sometimes want to see what it says, and sometimes it just spits out an answer that's completely wrong. I want bad court transcripts to see if I could get a summary through AI, and it couldn't tell the difference between who was asking the question and who was giving the answer, so it didn't know how to even properly summarize a transcript. I could see how people could get confused when they're using tools that are not ready for prime time.
Oh, yeah, sometimes it's amazing, but you know, there's like a, and I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's like a class of things that it's really good at. For instance, I needed to come up with a little mini-bio for this thing recently. Everybody had to do a little mini-bio. So I basically typed in the ChatGPT, see, like, some, you know, points, you know, of my career, you know, and, that, you know, like, been doing this, you know, this field of work, this line of work, this long, things like that, and I basically just did a laundry list of things that are important in the mini bio, and it put together this beautiful thing. I looked at it and went, oh, my God, that's impressive. I got your meeting, and I used it. You know, then another time I wanted it to do a little code for me or something a little bit more specific, and I write it, and then it comes back, and I look at it, I go, well, that's wrong. And it says, that's not going to work for this reason. And how would you fix that? And you say, oh, yeah, you're right. And then it does it again. About the third try, it gets it right. And I'm like, well, if you don't know, then, you know, it's not very useful.
Yeah, I get real nervous, and now there. I guess the who was it? No, it's ABA or the Supreme Court. I think the states. There's. I think it was ABA and the Supreme Court may have adopted it. I'm not sure, but there's a bunch of warnings or it can be an ethical violation if you end up using AI for your legal research and you don't check it and verify that you know every citation in this is correct. Frankly, I've just taken to not using AI or, you know, any of it for my legal work because it's too prone to error, and I trust my abilities to research this stuff better than I do the AIs at this point. Someday I think it's going to get good at it and it will figure it out, and it'll probably be someday soon, but it ain't today.
So I don't know how rough I was in that last one, but I just switched over to Warren. It should be a lot better now. But, I suppose it's perfectly okay to use, provided you understand that it's going to, like, you know, you can collaborate with it. But you're going to have to do the heavy lifting and the real work, you know. You know, like, say, oh, I like the way it did that, or I like the way it said this, or that's it, you know, or something like that. You know, you might get that benefit, but really, you got to understand, you got to do the work, because so I would say there's nothing wrong with using it, you know, feeding your stuff into it, and then seeing if it, you know, fluffs it up a little bit, and then you can spot check and say, oh, I like what it did there, you know. But yeah, you got to be the driver's seat. There's no doubt about that.
And like you said, some things it does brilliantly. Like, I asked it for a letter to, because we were renaming our company, and, you know, I needed to notify the IRS of the name change, and it drafted a letter to the IRS, and it was perfect. I mean, textbook perfect. Just, you know, even when I found, like a sample from a legal book, it was like, oh, this thing was nailed it. But yeah, it's just some things you got to be careful, and that's the problem. You can't tell what it does well and what it does poorly. Well, I am here at MAR, and I'm going to see Spider-Man, but I'm still looking for a parking spot, so I'll be here waiting for your final.
Okie doke. Well, you enjoy that. Herschel Spider-Man. He was a pretty famous, I think he was a rabbinical scholar and superhero by night. All right. Catch you later. W8RJB. W8FU.
Catch on down the line. W8FU. This is W8RJD, and I'll be clear.
W8BD. Hello, Wally.
Hello. Just leaving a customer shop. Inspector problems. So, how goes it? I got most of your stuff.
Yeah, that last link I sent you to, if you go down a little bit, there's a spot where you can click and it'll go, and you can go right down the list of, you know, models. 91s are out, 94s are in, but you got to, you know, you got to make sure they have a certain code or something like that. I don't know how you figure that out, but, you know, assuming that they're, you know, that code level. That's a good resource to figure all that out.
Yeah, and I guess the only other question is the money we still got to pay to get those relit. I take it. I mean, I'm not looking for anything free. I'm just asking.
Well, that depends. If they remain, you know, with the customer that has them lit up or had them lit up, unless they, well, you said that they turned on. They don't look like they've been turned off. So if that's the case, you should be able to get them recomplimented. And, you know, any way you want. If you can't, you know, if they've disabled them and removed them, then they have to be reactivated for the 250.
Yeah, well, just because they light up doesn't mean that they, you know, I don't have to tell you anything you don't know, because I did not try keying them up. I didn't want to get in trouble. All right, I got it.
Well, you don't have to go to the primary channel. Go to, you know, one of the, you know, one of the off channels and just see if it gives you a talk permit tone. And no big deal there. And you'll know it's, you know, but generally, I don't know how tapes work, but the Motorola's, you know, they'll immediately bonk and they'll let you know that they're not active. So you'd know, but I don't know if the tape does that or not.
Yeah, well, I could figure that out easy, 50-com or something like that. Okay, very good. All right, enough of that subject. So other than that, how'd your day go?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, in case it was convenient, it was a very good day. Tomorrow should be back to normal.
Bummer.
Yep, so all in all, it went pretty well. They went pretty quick. And I had a couple guys off, and we had a bunch of stuff we had to take care of. So it just was just busy enough to make the day go by and not so busy as to get crazy. So I played a little bit. I had a little time and real quick, like, programmed up my SL7550. I added in the Bro stuff. And I should test that. I'm close enough now to be able to work it.
Okay. You're going to have to, let's see here. Yeah, you're going to have to go to, well, yeah, if you go there, we can try it. So, and then also, too, I talked to tech support at Telewave today. The guy told me, he says, don't do all that measuring. It's not worth it. He says, cut the cables to 11.5 inches, and it's close enough. So they're at 12.5 inches now because they're so high, and it's exactly opposite of what you would think. So he says, just cut them to 11.5 inches and put them in, and he said, you're in good shape. He said, they'll be close enough. So got it right from the horse's mouth, so I'm going to do that tonight. QSY.
Where are you going?
You're connected to CMN Network.
You still in here, Wally?
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Copy.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Are you over here, Tim?
Yeah, I'm here. They're back to green, so momentary went backwards, but I think it's a keeper.
Yeah, I think he's working on something. So I told him the two that I most cared about, you know, the Mecca and the FBI, and so those are the first two I think he worked on, because I noticed the East Coast Reflector what's the other one I got? I got like four of them on there. The Who Cares Hub. I noticed that those were all still amber, so he's probably got some. He found something. Obviously, he's working his way through it.
NAWRO, and they worked, right? They were just amber, but they worked fine.
All right, now all of mine are fine. East Coast is green. Who Cares Hub is green. Mecca Hub is green. FBI Hub is green, so it looks like they're all fixed.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good deal. You should get, like, I don't know, a finder's fee or whatever they call that. But not for that. It's a volunteer organization anyway. Yeah, I like it. All green lights. All green.
I think the only thing I'm amazed is, I didn't want to say anything because it's like, I was ignoring it and I figured, oh, this is probably old news. They've probably been talking about this, you know, for weeks, and I'll look like an idiot, you know, because I didn't read back far enough in the thread. But the more I started searching and looking in the threads, no one's mentioned this. No one's even, you know, at all. And so I just went ahead and I put a thing out there, and it looks like nobody reported it. Nobody knew. So, yeah, like I said, there's always got to be the first one that calls when the power's out, right?
Somebody's got to do it. Yeah, I gotta join their Discord page. That's where you're on, right? Their Discord page.
Yeah, but if you're one for keeping the notifications lights unlit on your Discord feeds, that one's impossible. God, they got a lot of stuff in there. They've got hurricanes and earthquakes and tsunami alerts. And all sorts of other stuff, off-topic stuff, but yeah, it's the place to go. If you got any issues, you go to, you know, they'll do system announcements there, system maintenance notices, system alerts. They have a market, support. There's just a lobby, so there's a lot of stuff in there. If you're having issues, you can go peek and say, oh, okay, I see what's going on.
All right. In that case, maybe I'll let John and you be our representative there. Probably not good for the air here, but at the meeting tonight, I learned a little bit about Everbridge. So that's interesting. Mass notification. Looks like the county's got something that we can use to text our people. So that'll work.
Sounds like a winner. You know, they've got plenty of that. And, you know, so it's weird. But some things are all gung-ho and
you know, will contribute and other things, you're on your own. You never know. All right, I got to respond to some text here and got to put it, now that he's capped it off, we got to just put the wrap on it. W8FU, I just wanted to let you know over there.
Much appreciated. NAWRO, clear.
W8DPD. Good evening, sir. W8DPD.
Hey, what's up, Ryan? Grabbed Mary and Jimmy John. They're heading home.
I'm just leaving the golf course after a pretty decent round, and I'm heading to Lovin' and Crash's Coney Island to meet a friend and have some food.
Very good. You have a good golf game?
Well, I was on the way to a sub 50, but I blew up on the last hole and I ended up with a 50. Yikes. Oh well, I went from a 42 to a 50 on a par 5.
And that's the great part about the game. Tell you about my grandkid in golf.
I'm willing to golf with anybody as long as they don't laugh at me. No, like I said, it was a rough day and I was tired. I was hitting it well, and then it got into my head that I was hitting it well, and I think even your grandchild would have beat me today.
Yeah, he would have. He beats his dad now. Golfed this weekend at some invitational thing in Lansing and did an 82.
Yeah, well, I'd have been, if I hadn't blown up on the last hole and I'd have hit par or bogey, I'd have been about 98, but it's just one of those things. I thought, well, here we go. I get a chance to go under 50. Yeah, okay. I hit just enough, like I said, to hit 50. But you know what? I'm old. I still hit the ball long, and I enjoy it.
It's all that matters. Play it, does it. Take the little ball, hit it as far away from you as you can, and you go chase it.
Well, I was on Plum Brook, and they don't have a lot of woods, so I don't have to chase it too far. It's usually within my fairway or the fairway next to me, and I was hitting it straight tonight. It's just the short game that sucked.
You know, that's all that matters, hitting it straight, really, you know, so you don't have to go looking for it. Sometimes you want it to curve, but for the most part, you just want it straight. So, I haven't done it much this year. I think I've only been 3 or 4 times. So, a couple of them were outings for work. I got invited tonight, but I turned them down. I really got to start doing it again. Get off my lazy wagon.
Well, I signed up for the two leagues, Monday and Wednesday. And then Saturday, Sunday, Friday. Friday I've got an golf outing for one of the guys that was a starter in Chandler Park that passed away. And then there's a couple more coming up. Fall time I'm a little bit busier, but I think usually the last one I do is Golden Hawk for a veterans outing. It's usually the end of October, beginning of November. So I golf 3-4 times a week when it comes into outing season.
Yeah, that's right around here.
right, sir. Pulling in the driveway. I'm going to let you go. Like you had a good evening. So, take care. We will talk soon. Alright, sir, you and the family have a good the rest of the evening. Enjoy it. It's almost gorgeous out there. And I will talk to you later. WATD, I'll be standing by. Gonna go home and eat, and then we're gonna take the dog for a walk. I like taking the dog for the walk. Alright, later. WBBD, WATD.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.